The New Zealand Architecture Awards have been announced just this afternoon, and among the winners is architect Michael O'Sullivan from Bull O'Sullivan Architecture. He won an award for the design of Kohanga Reo in Ōtautahi, Christchurch, and Michael joins me now. Tēnā koe, Michael.
Yeah, good afternoon, Jesse. How are you?
Yeah, good. Nice to have you back on the show. I think I had you on last time you'd won an award, so obviously it wasn't a fluke, mate. Tell us a bit. We've got some pictures of the Kohanga Reo on our website. Can you tell us what made it stand out to the judges?
Well, it's a building that houses 50 children, and it's in a disused part of an old school that was wrecked in the earthquakes in an industrial area of Christchurch. So it's not a terribly celebrated place for such a building. So to win this award is a massive, massive honour and a huge sort of thumbs up to the Kohanga Reo National Trust movement. But yeah, I'm still sort of coming to grips with it all.
Yeah, and I hope this is a fair thing to say. Generally, when we expect to see award-winning architecture from the outside, you know, you might expect something to wow you. Would it be fair to say that this is quite a simple-looking building, a deceptively simple-looking design from the outside?
Very. It's a very, very simple, modest, clean building. It has a very concentric sort of focal point where, you know, children 0 to 2, 2 to 4, 4 to 6 come together in a central play area, which is critical in the South Island, to make sure that you can use it, you know, autumn, winter, spring. Its simplicity is probably its greatest virtue. And for it to be recognised as being one of the better buildings in New Zealand that was up against universities with multi-million-dollar budgets is just magnificent. You know,
yeah.
All those families, the 50 sets of parents that drop their kids off each day to this Kohanga Reo, you know, now they can say, well, you know, this is, you know, one of the best buildings in the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Did you start with a shell of an old building and work with that, or was it all from scratch?
Nah, nothing. We had piles of liquefaction on the property. So we had to remove that, and then we had to find a conceptual framework that fitted within a really tight budget. And we were blessed with a bit of, you know, leniency with trying to get as much out of the budget with the National Trust as we could. But they still, you know, I still believe this is the most important building typology in the country. When you look at the magnificent work the trust does, you know, from Cape Reinga right down to the bottom, out to the Chatham Islands. That didn't really answer your question, did it, GC?
I'm looking at the photos actually, and that central feature is really quite striking. So, is it, from what I can tell from the photos, it's almost a cross shape. So a kind of a foyer with plenty of light in the middle, and then a room with sliding doors from each sort of edge of that middle square?
Indeed. So that middle sort of courtyard, which isn't counted as GFA, and therefore, you know, it's not part of the calculation, which is kind of mean for one child per 1.5 square metres or whatever it is.
Right.
That's the sort of framework that we're working with, and that was the sort of budget that we had to work with.
So, that's a breakthrough, eh?
It's wonderful.
Have you seen it in action, by the way? Have you seen it with the kids inside using it?
Yeah, no, we've seen it with the kids, you know, in full flight, and it's just a treat. There's a waiting list for it now. You know, it's become quite the focal point, and it's a great movement, and to have it recognised on this level is just is brilliant.
And are there clues in the design that this is a Māori building or a building for use by Māori?
Well, not obviously, right? A building doesn't have to imbue the obvious to imply that its objective is to reinforce tikanga and te reo and the objectives of the tangata whenua. The building is full of light, and the inspiration has come from the kids themselves, and more importantly, the movement of the sun across the sky. Because when you move outside, you're in an industrial area, so it's all about, you know, making sure that each child is inspired to be the best that they can be, at every aspect of from 0 to 6 years of age.
I see there is, I'm sorry, I don't know the te reo term for this, but a carved entryway which goes around the doorway into one of the inner rooms of the building. Was that something that you'd taken from somewhere else, or was that new for this build?
That was taken from the original Kongareo that had been there for 25 years. So that's the only thing that we did transport and use in the opening. So and it fitted quite perfectly with the proportions of that entryway.
Yeah, it's cool. And I see some photos of the tupuna up there as well.
Yeah, and everyone that's been involved with that Kongareo are on full display, and everyone's proud of that. And now they can hang a New Zealand Architecture Award on the wall and say, there you go.
Beautiful. Well done. Thanks very much for telling us about it today.
That's all right, Jesse. Thanks a lot for your time.
It's Te Hohepa Kohangareo, and I've been talking to Michael O'Sullivan, the award winner from Bull O'Sullivan Architecture. Those New Zealand Architecture Awards announced just this afternoon.